Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. This is the 91st day of 2019, leaving us 274 days until 2020. Today is April Fool's, a traditional day of playing practical jokes, pulling pranks, and spreading hoaxes. The roots of this annual celebration are international, though most prevalent in Western civilization, with many speculated but unsubstantiated origins attributed variously to France, the United Kingdom, Italy, Ireland, Scandinavia, Poland, Spain, Lebanon, and the Netherlands, among other countries. 14th century English writer Geoffrey Chaucer has been collared by some scholars as coupling April 1st with foolishness in his Nun's Priest's Tale of the Canterbury Tales, when the vain cock Chanticleer is tricked by the fox. Sin March begun 30 days and two, giving the month of March one more day than it usually has, in other words, referring to the 1st of April. One that April with his shower soota, the drought of March hath pierced to the rota, writes Chaucer in the prologue to his Canterbury Tales, and bathed every vein in sweet liquor, of which vertu engendered is the flower. Every year about this time, on the cusp between March and April, a small stand of snowdrops emerges in our still mostly slumbering garden. With their short, bright green stalks and white, bell-shaped flowers, the snowdrops are a marvelous contrast to the predominantly tawny colors of the rest of the garden. Appropriately, April is Poetry Month, and a few weeks down the line, on the 25th of April, the Bangor Public Library will again host the annual gathering of poets known as Poets Speak in its 17th rendition this year. In The Burial of the Dead, the first section of T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland, he begins, "April is the cruelest month, breeding lilacs out of the dead land, mixing memory and desire, stirring dull roots with spring rain." Fittingly, Eliot dedicates the poem to Il Miglior Fabbro, which translates as the better craftsman, and in this instance means fellow poet Ezra Pound, who was highly instrumental in editing Eliot's early drafts of The Wasteland, so that it might become the classic that it is. This past week, our local aviation community lost someone who was most assuredly the better craftsman, in contrast to many. His name was Leroy Joseph Klitsch, and was known to most of us as Roy, a pilot who had soloed in the incredibly short time of 2 hours. After a 4-year stint in the United States Air Force, Roy came to Maine and began working for the legendary Ken DeWitt, who owned Central Maine Flying Service, based at what for some time has been known as DeWitt Field in Old Town. Years ago, on a sunny, summer Saturday afternoon, Roy and I were rummaging around some of the buildings at DeWitt Field, looking for a spare part. He told me about his early days working for Ken DeWitt in the middle of winter, in an unheated hangar, as an aircraft mechanic, and he remembered wondering to himself at the time whether his move to Maine had been such a good idea. But life seemed to continually improve for Roy as he was recruited by James W. Sewell Company of Old Town to head up Sewell's Aerial Survey Department, which he did for the next 40 years. After that, Roy became a man of the sea, with diverse and sundry experiences, professionally as a small boat tuna fisherman, when he learned exactly how to prepare the tuna he had caught so that they would be acceptable to the Japanese buyers, and as a sailboat charter captain down east, as well as up and down the eastern seaboard to Florida and back. Roy also became an accomplished woodcarver, whose whales, ducks, trout, sailfish, herons, striped bass, salmon, roosters, and shorebirds have been exhibited from the Gulf Coast to the Northeast on numerous weather vanes. And speaking of weather and water, this past weekend, the 40th annual St. George River Race in Searsmont, first race of the 2019 Whitewater Canoe and Kayak racing season, enjoyed favorable conditions, affording, in the words of longtime former St. George River Race director Dale Cross, decent water at a great level. This coming weekend on Saturday, we have the 46th annual Passagassawakeag River Race, also hosted by the Waldo County YMCA. From the celestial standpoint, tomorrow morning to the east, about a half hour before sunrise, look to just above the horizon for an exceedingly thin, waning moon. And next to our slender crescent moon, off slightly to the left, Mercury might appear. And slightly above the sliver of a moon, Venus will most likely be prominently bright. This past weekend marked the 46th anniversary of the last United States combat troops leaving South Vietnam, effectively ending America's direct military involvement in the Vietnam War. But our absolute departure would not occur until 2 years later, in 1975, on the last day of April, when the last United States Marines left Saigon. Today is the birthday of former Chancellor of Germany Otto von Bismarck, born in 1805, of actor Lon Chaney, born in 1883, of social worker Mother Hale, born in 1905, of singer and actress Debbie Reynolds, born in 1932, and of actress Ally McGraw, born in 1939. And finally, today in 1976, Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs, in the garage of Jobs' parents' house in Cupertino, California, founded Apple Computer. Inspired by the Republican Party's 1928 circular promising a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage, Wozniak and Jobs' unspoken goal became to put an apple into every pocket. April Fools, or not. From Orono, Maine, happy April Fools.